OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites. OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Get the full show straight to your phone by subscribing to the OTB AM podcast wherever you get yours.
Right. Ciarán Fahy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Ger. We're all waking up to the devastating news that Philip Rivers is retiring, even though we all knew it was coming.
Well, so Philip Rivers is gone, and it looks like Drew Brees is gone, and that class of quarterbacks, that old group of quarterbacks, with the exception, obviously, of the ageless one in Tom Brady, he's still going. Do you think Tom Brady's going to do another year after this, or does it depend on what happens over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, they're not even asking him if he's going to retire. The weird thing about Philip Rivers and Drew Brees is obviously Rivers replaced Brees and they're retiring at the same time while Brees is much older. But the other part of it that's really weird is Drew Brees is like very clearly better than Philip Rivers over the course of his career, or at least had a better career. But Philip Rivers is far more interesting and we miss Philip Rivers far more than we will Drew Brees just because of the way he played and kind of the character he was. Like Drew Brees is very, very boring in the sense that the way he played was very precise and very touch throws all the time. And he always got to the open receiver. And it's kind of why you saw him drop off so much in later years, in the later part of the season, because when his arm strength went, it affected every other part of his game. Whereas Rivers is probably better at sustaining his play over the course of the season without any ability to throw.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Brady there, because we brought him up. So your contention this weekend is that his running backs, so if people are watching this and his running backs aren't doing well, then he's going to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, it's partly Brady. Like Brees and Brady last week combined for about 6 or 7 interceptions. And Brees was just unlucky that his were caught and Brady's weren't. Brady's not playing particularly well. And like this isn't the first time Brady's gone through a playoff season without or playoff run without playing particularly well. And sometimes he's actually won the Super Bowl that way. When he beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it is now, they did so by running the ball primarily and by Brady getting them into the right running play and maintaining the clock. Obviously, he's not playing Mahomes this time. He's playing Aaron Rodgers. And the Packers' offense is nowhere near as good as what that Chiefs' offense was, but it's still a very good offense. And the Buccaneers have already beaten the Packers pretty badly, but the Packers' main problem this year didn't actually show up in that game. Their main problem this year has been stopping the run for a couple of years. Now it's been that way. And if you look at the Minnesota Vikings game, Dalvin Cook really carried them through that game by just giving him the ball over and over and over again. The Buccaneers don't have that quality of running back. They have Leonard Fournette, who they're going to rely on heavily. But they do have Ronald Jones, who's an outstanding player. And if he gets the ball more, he will exploit that defense and really attack the weak spot of it. I think you'll probably see Fournette have some success as well. But Fournette is a lot easier for the Packers defense to react to because he's more of a predictable player. Especially when you consider Antonio Brown is now out, looks like he's going to be out or at least limited when he plays as well. And the relationship with Mike Evans clearly isn't there despite the touchdown last week. That has not developed over the course of the season. Chris Godwin, you think, should have been better as well. But then you're playing into the Packers' strengths if you want Brady to throw the ball a lot. It's going to be a lot of running and a lot of hoping the defense wins the game the same way it did in the regular season.
It's 8:05 kickoff on Sunday evening for the Packers against the Buccaneers. So this is obviously potentially the two most talented quarterbacks, two greatest quarterbacks, certainly of their generation. Aaron Rodgers needs a second Super Bowl, though, to cement his greatness with most people who have these arguments about, is he really great? Yeah, he only won one Super Bowl. I mean, he is great, but actually, this is his time and this is his moment to win his second Super Bowl because the fates have conspired for him to be performing as well as he is, to be fit and to have 2 games left to go. This is his moment, right?
It's definitely a moment he kind of needs in that sense. Like he's very much the Lionel Messi of the NFL, where he's very clearly, like, until Patrick Mahomes plays another 5 or 6 years and can establish himself in over that longevity, Rodgers is very much the best player the league has ever seen. But people say he hasn't won enough and Brady won so much more. The reason for that is Mike McCarthy. He never had a great coach. He never had a great opportunity to control games and win. Like, he's never really been the reason that they've lost in the playoffs, which is a startling thing to say. But if you go through his career, he's rarely had an actual bad game in the playoffs. So now he's had a much better coach with him in Matt LaFleur. But the one limitation they have, or the two limitations they have, is the one we just talked about on defense, where the Buccaneers are going to be able to run the ball. And then offensively, they drafted a quarterback in the offseason, and it's being credited as, oh, he just lit a fire under Rodgers. And maybe it did, and it got the best out of Rodgers. but they have such a limited receiving core that that's going to be an issue if Davante Adams doesn't show up. The reality is Davante Adams probably will show up. He didn't in the regular season. But in last week when he was going against Jalen Ramsey and all the talk was, will Ramsey shut him down and force the offense to go elsewhere and then they'll struggle? And that didn't really happen, even though Lazard had a massive drop down the field because Adams was still able to get open. So as long as Adams can get open, as long as the running game is functioning the way it has, this should be a winnable game. And if Rodgers wins this game, I just hope that we get him versus the Chiefs, because that would be great, great Hall of Fame quarterback against incoming great, great Hall of Fame quarterback.
It sounds like you're willing to write off what happened in week six, Kian, that was a mere footnote on this Packers storming to the Super Bowl.
Okay. In the context of this season, you have to say that's a complete and utter outlier. Because outside right. of that game, the Packers have been outstanding, and Rodgers specifically has been incredible. And there were a couple of big moments early in that game that kind of turned, and then it just kind of snowballed. But if you actually look at the larger context of the last couple of years, we probably shouldn't ignore that game, because the Packers have had real struggles against good teams. And we saw just last year, the 49ers dominated them in the regular season to a greater degree than the Buccaneers did this year. And then in the playoffs, we kind of expected it to be a little bit closer, a little bit more of a bite, and it really wasn't. They were able to destroy the Packers again. So it's very possible that like we come back next week and we come back ahead of the Super Bowl and we go, the Packers got blown out again. But it does feel like these two teams went in different directions after that game. So I'm more likely to point to the Packers, and they're at home. It's going to be probably quite cold, so it's going to, which will affect Brady a lot more than it'll affect Rodgers, which should be a big detail.
Let's talk a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes was in the concussion protocol. Is in the concussion protocol. It sounds like they're leaning towards him playing. Do you expect him to play or not?
I 100% expect him to play, but it's with a concussion protocol. It's the one thing where you would say, like, besides a completely devastating injury, it's the one thing where you would say he might actually be forced to not play. When you talk about the NFL and these kind of things, it tends to work out. I think that's probably the best way to say it for the stars in the league. And we already see that he's listed as a full participant in practice on Wednesday. And then afterwards, they changed that and said, no, actually, he was limited. And that's likely something to do with their protocols and to do with him getting too far ahead in that concussion, being allowed to do more than he should have been allowed to do. But the other aspect of it is, Mahomes fully healthy means the Chiefs against the Bills would be a very easy game for the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs at their worst, or at their inconsistent worst this season, the worst game they played this season, is probably better than the Bills' best game this season. But since Mahomes has this concussion, and not only that, he injured his foot early in the game last week as well, which is being overlooked a little bit. Since he has these handful of injuries, you know, actually bring that game down to be a little bit more competitive. It still feels like the Chiefs are a far better team. And even if Mahomes doesn't play this weekend and Andy Reid is forced to work with Chad Henne, I still think there's a chance that the Chiefs win the game, which is telling you just how good Andy Reid is, but it's also telling you the level of talent on the Chiefs relative to the level of talent on the Bills.
So you expect the Chiefs to win this game?
Oh, 100%. I am far more confident in the Chiefs when Mahomes is playing. I've said it all year long. I don't think they've consistently played well, but whenever they've needed to play well, they've played well. And prior to Mahomes' injury, they were putting together a full performance where they had played well from start to finish. I'm saying finish is Mahomes going off the field. And when Henne came in, it all changed a little bit. But that was actually quite rare for them this year. The only time they really put together a great four quarters was against the Ravens early in the year, when the Ravens, before everyone got hurt in the Ravens, and they absolutely destroyed that team. They've sleptwalked through the rest of the year, including a game against the Bills, and they've still won most of their games because Mahomes can just turn it on when he needs to, and the offense is ludicrously talented. Travis Kelce is establishing himself and clearly defining himself as the best tight end in football. We should no longer be putting him next to George Kittle and arguing the two together. Kelce is just on another level.
I'm not sure which broadcasters have which game this weekend, but it's probably best for the livelihoods of people surrounding Tony Romo that Patrick Mahomes does play. Like, is the guy going to self-combust if Henne completes another pass? That is the big concern I would have about this weekend.
My favorite part of Tony Romo's career was this very first game when he was doing Packers and Bengals, and Andy Dalton dropped back in the pocket and Tony literally started screaming, "What are you doing? What are you doing? There's a guy wide open. What are you doing? Throw the ball." And very clearly, they went to an ad break and someone came into his ear and said, "Tony, you need to be more positive about these guys." And he's taken that to a complete other level where he just talks them all up. So you just have to kind of take the good with the bad with him right now. He's still, for me, the best commentator in the game. If you could somehow put Gary Neville in the studio and Tony Romo on commentary for some whatever event that would be, it would be perfect.
All right, good stuff, Cian. Thanks a million.
Thanks, guys.
Cian Fahey giving us his thoughts there ahead of what you should be watching this weekend when it comes to the NFL. That early game, obviously, kicking off at 8:05 is the Packers and the Buccaneers, and then it's the Chiefs and the Bills at 9:40 on Sunday. So it'll be early Monday before that one finishes. And we'll obviously talk about it here on Monday morning on OTB AM.
OTB AM, Ireland's only sports breakfast show. Get the full show straight to your phone by subscribing to the OTB AM podcast wherever you get yours. The OTB Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.